Welcome to part 4 of Under a Green Sky.
Sitting pretty in his walled estate, a thousand beggars shuffle weary in the dirt. Cardboard box, Camelot, we shake our heads and say that's not the way things ought to be. The way things ought to be. We speak the lines and play the part, raise a glass to soothe the heart. Tomorrow morning we'll make a start on the way things ought to be. Designs and schemes to put the world to rights, all kinds of profits to fulfill your every dream. Some talk of hope and some of fear, each one with his own idea of the way things ought to be. The way things ought to be. We speak the lines and play the part, raise a glass to soothe the heart. Tomorrow morning we'll make a start on the way things ought to be. You should be here with me, and we should make a pretty pair. We should be lovers plain for all the world to see. Had you not, and had I just, ifs and buts as dry as dust. And the way things ought to be, the way things ought to be. We speak the lines and play the part, raise a glass to soothe the heart. Tomorrow morning we'll make a start on the way things ought to be. The way things ought to be. The way things ought to be.
What about Terry? I asked. He's tucked away somewhere safe. The government don't want to lose him, Dev replied. But it's the other guy puddlers we'll be making use of. They've also got jiffy bags and photos. And so the next day, Ollie, Gelly, Dev and myself met up for the first time in over 30 years to start work on making sense of the Green Sky project. Dev had contacted the others earlier in the week, and they joined us in Banbury. What had Pete been able to do? Why was Mel killed? And why was Copenhagen a trigger? The group of us had gone off in different directions after college. Ollie designing and building operating systems and communication software. Gurley initially into body imaging scanners, but then moved into cryptanalytics. I specialised in mainframe systems and printing, as well as having an extensive photo collection due to my travels. We had a good range of technical skills, which was just as well, as it turned out. So we spent the day just catching up and skirting around what we were about to start on, while Dev continued to make phone calls, getting hold of the equipment we would need. Sunday morning, it was time to knuckle down. Dev had arranged a building for us to work from, on the old Upper Heyford Air Force Base. The computer room there was kitted out with everything we thought we would need, as well as officers with some specialised equipment of their own that Gelly and Ollie had brought along. Some of Dev's colleagues provided the security, which made us feel a whole lot better as we settled down in our task. Dev told us that the security system was a multifaceted pick-and-mix system, and he had provided Pete with a list of techniques, but it was down to Pete to decide which one he used and in which order. The starting point was the parchment paper with the data glyphs. This contained the list of techniques used and would set us on our way.
The house half covered with ivy, smoke pours from the chimney fire inside. Inside a lonely couple, nothing much to say, except hello and how was your day. I can see the birdhouse with broken pots around, but no bird visits there anymore. There's the chair underneath the old tree, green from the leaves, roots wrapped around its wooden sole. See the black disappear from the sky. One more lonely couple with nothing much to say, but summer brings on. Yesterday.
First off, Gelly had come up with a way of copying the discs and papers. However, when we tried to load the CD on a laptop, the self-protection kicked in and wiped the hard drive. Three laptops and two desktops later, Gelly had got it sorted. We then realised that the set of discs made up a complete environment of operating system, applications, and encrypted data. So this is where Ollie came into his own, to build us a system we could work off. However, Pete and his team had done a really good job of protecting their knowledge, and Ollie and I came to the conclusion we would need a mainframe computer, as well as the server which Ollie had built. An additional mechanism had been built in which Dev didn't know about, which was used to send information to and fro between the two environments. And so it's down to Dev to call in a few more favours. Fortunately, he got hold of a Fujitsu VME Supernova system, which instead of just running on a standard rack-mounted server, was supplied on a laptop. So there's definitely no need for Pantechnicon to deliver the kit. How things had changed over the years. I was working on the photo montages, identifying as many of the places and events as I could. Dev told us that these were the primary key to start us off decoding the files. The glyphs hidden in the parchments also contained questions which would allow us to understand the meaning of the photos. Initially, Gelly uncovered 127 questions, and some were quite obvious, like where the particular photos were taken and why. It then got a whole lot more difficult, as we had to identify what type of camera had been used, and with what settings, and then arrange a number of pictures in date order. I was having to dig back through my own archives, as the copies of the photos we'd found on the CDs had been doctored to disguise the embedded information. After 3 whole days of work, we managed to unlock the first page.
Now that you are the sorrow was, then I became the die.